Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Jeff Harrison, who is the Vice Chair of Grain Farmers of Ontario, and he has a number of other titles too. Hi, Jeff. Thanks very much for coming on the show, and can you tell us a little bit about what else you do?
Yes, sure. Well, I'll start by thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. And yes, as you mentioned, my name is Jeff Harrison, and I am the Vice Chair of the Grain Farmers of Ontario, and I also have a number of other various roles in agriculture. I sit on the American Soybean Association as the representative for Canada, a Canadian national director, as well as I am the vice chair of the Grain Financial Protection Board, and I sit on the Barley Council of Canada. So I have a number of roles pertinent to agriculture.
And a lot of different crops you're involved in. So you seem like the perfect person to ask this question of. I wanted to talk about what are the issues regarding fertilizer facing farmers this year in particular. It was happening last year too, but I understand this year there's some particular challenges. Can you talk about that?
Well, the number one challenge facing farmers right now is dry weather and being able to, or wet weather rather, and the seeking of dry weather in order to be able to use that fertilizer and get these crops in the ground. But yeah, last year, the Ukrainian conflict has been absolutely terrible and atrocities that this modern world should never see. But one of the fallouts of that is that Russia lost its most favored nation status in regards to the federal government of Canada. And as such, we have had a sanction placed on fertilizer sourced out of the Russian and Belarus regions, a 35% tariff. And that impacted farmers greatly. Last year, in respect to direct tariff fertilizer that was en route, already bought, purchased, booked, and en route to Canada, and that was penalized. And although the intent of that tariff and sanctioning was to hurt Russia, as we should seek to do, given the atrocities we've all witnessed, but in reality, it has hurt Eastern Canadian farmers. Now, that is directly impact fertilizer as a result of that tariff. But there is indirectly impacted fertilizer, and that is the effect that tariff has continued to have on the global fertilizer marketplace that we seek to source for Eastern Canadian farmers.
Right. And my understanding, too, is that prior to the conflict in Ukraine, that country was also producing a lot of the fertilizer that Canadian farmers used.
Well, in specifics, Eastern Canadian farmers.
Okay.
Nitrogen, MAP, a lot of the nitrogen that is required in Western Canada is produced domestically. But unfortunately, the cost of railing product across our province, or across our country rather, has exceeded the global marketplace. So it has historically been the best route for Eastern Canadian farmers to source their nitrogen and MAP out of that region up the Seaway, bring it in the fall, a portion, and have it ready for next spring, but then also just-in-time deliveries as it is required in the spring and early summer.
Mm-hmm. It's the tariff that is, so besides the normal problems, well, I shouldn't say normal problems, the abnormal problems we're having with supply chains in general, just, you know, all kinds of issues along the route, it's the tariffs that are a particular problem for Canadian farmers this year.
It is a contributing factor. And although the marketplace has adjusted, the global marketplace for fertilizer in nitrogen in specifics has come down slightly due to the way the logistics work in Eastern Canada, the fact that a lot of it has to come in last fall, booked in time to be here in the Seaway this spring, the market decline in prices hasn't been realized yet in Eastern Canada. So
right.
Those and as well, those tariffs are having an effect. Tariffs are a tool of economic warfare. Years, countries bought bullets and guns. Now, countries impose tariffs and try to penalize other nations for whatever reason they so desire. But those tools, those economic warfare tools, they end up hurting citizens in all countries involved. Mm-hmm. And in this case, those fertilizer tariffs are hurting Eastern Canadian farmers.
Well, and the issue with fertilizer that was already ordered and paid for in most cases, and then having a tariff slapped on top of it, like if the federal government puts the tariff on, couldn't they be the people compensating farmers for paying an extra 35% that they didn't expect?
Well, I don't know if you realize this, but the Canadian government has made a commitment to to reimburse the agricultural industry for the $35 million that was collected in the form of fertilizer tariffs. And they have chosen to do that through the OFCAF fund. And the disappointing part of that is that it won't go back directly to the farmers that paid those tariffs. And that is what we had advocated for. That is what we feel is right and just.
That just seems reasonable. So who actually gets it then?
Well, it is. You're going to have to forgive me. I don't truly understand the intricacies of what the federal government has proposed, but it is my understanding that it will go to the On-Farm Climate Action Fund, and it is meant to encourage farmers to take on initiatives that will help reduce the use of nitrogen and more environmentally sustainable ways. All good initiatives, all things that the grain farmers of Ontario advocate for, and in many cases, grain farmers in Ontario are already doing. But this goes to a very broad range of farmers and not directly to the farmers that paid it, which is unfair and, in my mind and many others, not the way it should have been done.
No kidding. So is there a way that Canada could be producing more of its own fertilizer?
Well, that is certainly resolutions from our membership that would like to see that. And, you know, it's logical, but we have to keep in mind that our country, our government, has put a very expensive cost on carbon emissions. And that is a scale in which will rapidly increase. That entailed with very onerous environmental regulations. And you need stability in a government to encourage industry investment. So there's a lot of headwinds for the fertilizer industry to invest in Eastern Canada to produce nitrogen.
I see. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
I would wish all my fellow farmers out there to have a safe, productive spring. We've had a late start. It's a little bit wet, a little bit cold, but it's going to happen. I would encourage all my farmers, just be safe, be productive, take your time, and we'll get it done.
Yeah, be safe is key. Thanks very much, Jeff. I'm Candace Vetter. I've been speaking to Jeff Harrison from the Grain Farmers of Ontario. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, CJRO, last on the dial and first for local news.